The question of the day. The Chachmei Yavon, they turn to the Yeshua ben Hananya. Question by question, riddle by riddle, challenge by challenge, he answered them, bested them in debate. So now they have a new question. And that is, if you have a field full of knives, how do you harvest the field that's producing knives? Question that everyone has when they go to a field. How do you harvest the field that's producing knives? So Yeshua told them a very simple answer. You take a horn of a donkey, and with the horn of a donkey, you can harvest the field that's full of knives. So according to certain Gersois, they responded, is there such a thing called the horn of a donkey? Donkeys don't have horns. To which he responded, is there such a thing as a field of knives? Oh, Mamash Gevaldik, a question and answer. They want to know how you harvest the field of knives, and you find out with a horn of a donkey, there's no field of knives and there's no donkey. Yashar Koyach. So what is the Oymik HaShayla over here? What is the depth of the question? And what is the depth of the answer? Today we are going to learn it Alpi one derech, the derech of the Marsha, with a sikh of the Rebbe, which will bring and shed light on the Oymik HaTirut, on the Oymik of the answer. According to the Marsha, their question was as follows. Yidin have to cross the field. You didn't have to get to Mashiach. It's the other side of the tunnel. It's the other side of the field. But Golos has so many knives. There's so many tzoris in Golos. And Yidin are tested time and time again by these pogroms, inquisitions, Holocaust. There are terrible gzedes that keep on coming up. There's so many knives in the path of the Yid. How are Yidin going to harvest the field of knives? How do you get through Golos with all these knives that keep on coming to the Yidden? Yidden will never make it to the other side. Seems every time we make some progress, there's another knife that comes out. Lo Yaleinu, there's another Gzeira, there's another Ashmoda. So how are we going to get to the other side? Let's see inside. Ritzoyne Loimar. The Yesh Lachem Harbi Moinim. You have a lot of obstacles. Asher moini meschem ilovi al ashleimus, which are preventing you from coming to Moshiach, vehein hein asakoneis vatzore shebechol dor vador. And every generation there are different pandemics. There are events that are preventing Yidin from furthering their observance. Shenidmu lemishra desakino. It's represented and looks like a row of knives. Which are preventing the person to walk. Now, if you can't get there, you're never going to make it to the other side. If every time you didn't try to get further to the other side of the field, to get to Geula, to get to their Shleimus, and there always seems to be a knife in our path, how are we going to cross this field? That was the question, the way the Marsha explains, the question of a field of knives. And he answers a very geshmaka answer. He tells them about the horn of a donkey. What is the horn of a donkey? So he gives two answers. The first answer is, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara tells us about different damages of an animal. Shor, chamor. And the Gemara says that whoever does Gemilas Chasodim is going to be Zoyche to Shor V'chamor, which is Shor, is Yosef HaTzadik, who's compared to a Bechor Shorei Hoder Loi. Yisochar is compared to a Chamor. So Yidin, when they do the right thing, they are compared to a Shor and a Chamor. So he answers, V'hainu, Shayidei Gemilas Chasodim V'toyra Novi Al Ashleimus Shen Matzilim. By doing Gemilas Chasodim, we will be the Keren and the Chamor, the Shor and the Chamor, which is Gemilas Chasodim, and the Schusim of Yosef and Yisachar, that will allow us to break out of Golos. But let's focus on a second answer, where he says, Or he was talking about we're talking about the keren, the horn, the uplifting of Mashiach. We refer to Mashiach as keren. We also refer to Mashiach as chamor, as donkey. Why? Because the pasuk says ani v'roichev al chamor, that Mashiach is poor and he's riding on a donkey. It's a gemara in Sanhedrin. It's true that with our own koiches, we're not able to get through the field. All the tzaddis that you didn't go through, we're not able to go through golos. However, Mashiach is going to come, the keden achamar, the horn of the donkey, the keden of Mashiach, and he's going to harvest the field of knives. He's going to uplift us out of all the tzaddis, and he's going to bring us to Mashiach. This is the way the Marsha explains the Shaila and Teretz of the field of knives. In a Sikh in the Kutesiches Chelek Lamed Aleph, Parsha Shmois, the Rebbe speaks about this fact that Mashiach is going to come on a donkey. This is a very, why is Mashiach on a donkey? Maybe that's why it takes so long. But Vos Epes, Mashiach is on a donkey. And the Rebbe tells it that we find Rashi brings down that there are three times in Jewish history where the donkey of Mashiach plays a prominent role. We find by Avram Avinu that it says, "V'yachvash es chamoyroi," right? He did his donkey. So by Avram Avinu, it says that he put his stuff on the donkey, but not him. He didn't travel on the donkey, not him or his family. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayarkivim al hachamor, that he took, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he took his children, and he put them on the donkey, the famous donkey of Avram Avinu, the donkey of Mashiach. And Mashiach, it says, not only did he put his stuff, not only people, but he ani v'roichev, he himself will be riding on the chamor, he himself will be riding on the donkey. And what's the significance of the fact that Mashiach will be a roichev al chamor, that Mashiach will be riding the donkey? And the Rebbe explains that the chamor is also from the word chumriyis, that Mashiach, the world, has to be elevated. The world is gashmi, is chumriyis, and there's a certain chaymer, there's a certain tachtin, there's a certain grubkeit, which is in the world naturally. Our job is to elevate and to refine. As we know, we're going to talk more about this on the Shir in Pirkei Avos this week. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezachei ches Yisrael. That Eibishter wants to not just lezakos, not just give us schusim, but also to refine us, to edel ois. And our avoid is to elevate this chumrius. Now see, let's look inside Ois Ches. V'zeu ha-hefresh ben shloishes ha-tkufeis ta'avram Moishu Mashiach. This is the difference between the three eras of Avram, Moishu, and Mashiach. B'mei Avram, in the time of Avram, the Torah wasn't given yet. So therefore, we didn't have the koyach to really elevate the world. Al-yoinim la-yardu la-tachtoinim, v'tachtoinim la-yalu la-yoinim. It did not yet reach the point where the Elyon, the Ruchnius, can permeate the Gashmius, and the Gashmius can go to the Ruchnius. So therefore, Pulas Avram Hoyselavatu Lachnia Velishbar Chumrius Oilam. His job was to break the world, not to elevate it so much. And that's why it says, Vayachavoish es Chamoiro, like he conquered, he saddled up. He broke the chamor, meaning his job was, he couldn't really elevate the world. So therefore, when you have a world that can't really be elevated, you have to break it. You have to make sure that it doesn't interfere with the avoid of Kedusha. However, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, this was already Yetzias Mitzrayim, getting ready for Matan Torah. The Yidden already went through the Golos Mitzrayim. Golos Mitzrayim was a certain refinement process. That was why Yidden went into Golos.
And that's what we know, that in Mitzrayim they elevated Vegam Eid Avrav Olu Itom, they elevated 202 of the 288 Netzoytis of Kedusha. So therefore, he reached a point that the Gashmias Tiyakeli La'or Akdusha, that the Gashmias could be a Keli for Kedusha. How did that express itself? That he did not saddle the donkey, he didn't break the donkey. Vayarkive Malach Amurd, he let them ride on the donkey. Riding means that they're compatible. Riding means that they are a certain relationship. They're riding. Which means that the Gashmias was elevated and reached a point where it can actually be refined and be a partner in Kedusha. Not fully yet. It was just the beginning of the process. But a lot further than it was in the time of Avraham Avinu. It was still two separate things. When you ride the donkey, you're not in the donkey. You're riding the donkey. They're more connected. They're still connected with each other. But there's still a gap also. They're riding. The Kedusha is riding on the Chumrias, on the world. Then we reach the point of Moshiach. But the way the world's going to be refined in the time of Mashiach, Mashiach will reveal himself on the donkey. The world itself will express and reveal the Kedusha. The Chumrias, the world is going to be refined that much. The Chumrias is going to reveal Kedusha in the world. It says when Mashiach comes, V'rol kol boser yachtov ki pi Hashem diber. The boser itself is going to see the Gilui Ashchina. In other words, the world is going to be a keli for Kedusha. Valpiza, and therefore Mashiach himself will ride the donkey and reveal himself on the donkey, because it shows on a certain elevation and complete refinement. Now we can understand there's another significant difference between the three eras of Avram, Moshe, and Moshiach. By Avram, it doesn't say that he went on it. He was said, Vayachavosh, Mashma, it's Mashma, that the donkey only carried the wood, the knife. But Yitzchak and the other Na'arim, Loirachvu alachamar alahochu beregel. They went beregel. They could not yet be partners with the chamar. The chamar was still separate. It could be helping out a little bit. It's not disturbing, but it's not yet a keli for kedusha. B'moisha, it says, Shehir kives ishte yuvanav. It says that he put his hitaka, wrote it, which is a higher level. But only ishte yuvanav, only his wife and children. It doesn't say that he himself actually rode on the donkey. By Mashiach, it says clearly that he himself rides the donkey. In other words, when Mashiach comes, it's the ultimate elevation and connection between Ruchnias and Gashmias, that it becomes one. It's one mamish. Ruchnias and Gashmias is going to be one inyan. And that's why you break them back to the answer of the Marsha, the Keren de Chamra, which means the Karno de Chamra, which means the horn of the Chamar, represents Mashiach, who's Roichev ala Chamar.